Something's beating on the wall. On the other side, strange lovers mourn each other's names on bio sheets for the very first time. One of them's James, the other's some name she changes every time she lies across his bed. But the light of the moon leads the way towards the morning, and the sun, the sun's well on the way too soon to know and know. Oh my God, forever, etc. If I could, I'd fold myself away like a card table, a concertina, or a Murphy bed. I would, but I wasn't made that way. So you know instead, I'm open all night and the customers come to stay. And everybody tips, but not enough to knock me over. And I'm so tired, I just work to share. The light of the moon leads the way towards the morning, and the sun, sun's well on its way too soon to know. And oh, oh my God, oh my God, whatever, etc.
Turning in their grave. Hey, afraid to die. Started planning our future, but you were just 19 and still a firefly.
You got terrible vision. You should have seen I was leaving when I first appeared. I got bit by the footlights. I got caught in the headlights. Hated any place but here.
Never say you'll never leave, 'cause you'll never know till you try. In a jar, fireflies only last for one night. Only last for one night.
Trains roll like gamblers and slow. Trying to find good love, well, I couldn't find love.
Oh yeah, and I'm gonna sleep on the train tracks. It's gonna be peaceful, and then it's gonna get rough. Never say you'll never leave, 'cause you never know till you try. In a jar, fireflies only last for one night. Only last for one night. I must have had a reason. Not what I could see. I must have had a reason for leaving. It must have been me. It must have been me. You looked like my she was 19, not afraid to die.
For the last time, I'm not your mother, and I was only 19, I'm still a fire.
Take it in all. I guess we better stop spooning.
That's
we got to get back on the air. Oh, I love you, T-Bar.
I love you, Matt.
That's good. Oh, that's how I got to Memphis. How gorgeous is that? You know, it's We're talking about this. That's a classic from Tom T. Hall. And we both have other essential Tom T. Hall albums with like 30 songs on it that's supposed to be, you know, the ultimate Tom T. Hall.
Right.
None of them have that song on it. You have to buy this this cheapo compilation, The Hits, to get that one.
The Hits, yeah.
So you have to buy all these songs that we already have. But it's worth it just for that song.
Well, yeah, for one song.
Gorgeous.
Love it.
Before that, we played a band that I sort of discovered by accident. I was on I'm on that eMusic, the download site. It's legal. And I heard Kim Ritchie had a new album, so I was looking for that. And I typed in Kim Ritchie, and they didn't have any Kim Ritchie stuff, but they came up with Kim Ritchie appeared on this album by this band that I'd never heard of before called Jolene. And
Jolene. That's the name of the band?
Yeah.
Jolene.
Yeah. So I downloaded the song, and I loved it so much, I downloaded the whole record, and it's fantastic.
Yeah, I love that song.
So that was Jolene with something called Jolene. I Read What You Wrote Today. Before that, Rhett Miller, Fireflies. I liked that one. That was pretty good, T-Bar.
Yeah.
Might have been your best set ever. Before that, something brand new from our good friend Eliza Gilkison, Beauty Way. She's fantastic. Why the hell has nobody brought her to Winnipeg yet?
And
what's the deal?
She's everywhere.
I know. And she wants to come here. I know because I've asked her myself.
Yeah. You've spoken to her and said she'd love to
several
come to town.
Several times, yeah. And before that, another guy who we'd love to have in town sometime, Ryan Adams.
Oh.
If he'd stop recording albums every week, maybe he'd like have time to come here once in a while.
Double digits in the last year?
Oh, my God. Whatever, etc. was the name of that track from his new album, Easy Tiger.
Easy Tiger. So my wife always says to me, Easy Tiger.
I was just reading in Rolling Stone. He's putting out a box set, apparently, of unreleased, not songs, but albums. Apparently he's got like 10 unreleased albums that he's putting out as a box set.
The guy's a machine.
I know, but
how does he do it?
I don't know.
In between watching reruns of 90210, wasn't
I know. I sit and watch TV for an hour, and he records an album.
Yeah, I'll just write a few things.
So I don't know. Anyways, we got our folk fest set now. T-Bar bought a few things, and this is one that we'll play something off the top. We'll give this away actually, and this is a good prize. This is one of the biggest hits at this year's and last year's folk fest. They were super huge last year, and then they came back this year, and everybody loved them again. They were big sellers, and so you might already have it, which is unfortunate. But if you don't, I have their first record. It's called Hop High. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but I have a copy to give away. It's brand new. It's been re-released by True North Records, and I already bought it at last year's festival, so I'll give away this promo one. It's a fine record. We're not going to tell you who it is because you got to phone and tell us who it is.
We'll just say one of them is kind of a crazy dude.
Yeah. You think?
Yeah. Well, I'm guessing.
I don't know. He's. So, anyways, we'll play that band and then some.
Yeah,
some
somebody can win
Death Vessel.
Death was great.
Stay tuned.
His album sold out.
Death Vessel.
I know. It sounds like thrash metal, like Pantera.
I know. So anyways, one of the big phenoms at this year's and last year's Folk Fest, and it's funny because nobody really knew who they were before, and they played last year in Old Market Square.
I know.
On the Thursday before Folk Fest, and there was nobody there because nobody knew who they were. And then they played later on. Oh, don't phone yet. That's not fair. I'm going to hang up on you.
And then there was probably my wife phoning to tell me to bring home milk.
Don't phone yet. That's just not fair. You'll phone in a second. So it's probably my mom.
Yes, hung up on your mom. She was inviting us over for dinner.
Anyways, they were a big hit last year and this year. And when the song starts, then you can phone 269-8636, 269 UMFM. But don't phone yet. But we're going to play a song called Orphan Girl. And if you can tell me who this band is or even who wrote this song
or
just tell me how great I am.
Or how good looking we are. Yeah.
A copy of this. You're phoning again. See, I'm not going to answer your call. Whoever you are. Hang up because I'm not going to answer. I'm going to go to the other line.
It's
Hang
Lucy.
Up. Hang up. Hang up.
It's Corky.
Damn it. Here. Can I chastise somebody on the air?
I don't know. What if it's somebody we love?
Well,
what if it's them phoning to thank us?
I'll just hang up then.
You know, I was listening to the news. Well, actually, reading the paper. There's this woman suing her best friend for using her name in the porn business. So she's used her friend's name and she's doing porn. Do you know what the friend's name is? Wanda Boner Love. Like, where else would you use that name? You're not going to work at Timmy's. That's a. I'll take a large double-double, Wanda Boner Love. Like, of course you can use. I say, you know, cut her some slack. You got to use that name.
All right, all right. So when the song, I blocked the lines now because I got irritated.
It could have been Wanda Boner Love. It could have been right now.
But when the song starts, if you tell me who's singing this or whose song it is, or just tell us how great we are, we'll give you a copy of Hop High by this band, right here.
Tears.
as the wayward crow flies. Felt
until the bells all ring. I've watched you fall in love with anyone who would talk to you and ignore that record skipping until the night is through. Baby, don't you go. Baby, don't you go back there. Baby, don't you. You on the streets and wrote your poetry from jail, got out and sold the motorcycle and went straight back to hell. Some friend shot him down 'cause he didn't have the money. They couldn't put him in the ground 'cause he didn't have enough money. Baby, don't you go. Baby, don't you go back. Baby, don't you go back to the pain. You always wanted just to show him off until your face curled like a fist. Now you can't even tell him off. Anyway, he never listened. You could hear your own heart beating. Maybe you could just listen to yourself. Now
how you scream at your baby just because she was born. And you can't trust yourself with your best friend's man. You went home with the bar back, 'cause he called you by a different name. Now you're underneath the gun rack, and everything's the same again. Baby, don't you go. Baby, don't you go back there. Baby, don't you go back to the pain. Now the light is barely shining. You try hard not to shut it out. You'll do whatever it takes to keep both feet on the ground. Nobody's coming back. And when the night is young, you could hear those engines running, and then you're off again. Baby, don't you go. Baby, don't you go.
Bag caught up in a tree, and I don't.
Maybe it's not such a bad thing that I didn't see that guy at the folk
What'd
fest.
You think?
I
might a little have depressing,
fallen
eh?
Asleep there. Wow.
That's about his liveliest number, too. That was it. That's his...
That was his upbeat tune?
Yeah, that was. He was happy during that one. Like, I think during one time he fell asleep while he was performing.
I was curious to see that guy. I guess maybe it's not such a big loss that I
He was like Perry Como on stage. You know? He was like laying down when he sang his songs. He was like...
Ben Weaver from the album Paper Sky. That peppy little number was called Plastic Bag.
You know, I couldn't help but dance during that one. Was
a guy who before that who maybe the reverse of Ben Weaver is so much better live than on his record.
Oh,
because I like his record and there's about four or five songs that are pretty good, but live I just thought he was so much fun and such a great guy. Like, here was a guy that I really liked it because he was there to listen to the music. He was all over the place.
Yep.
He was at workshops. He was always watching stuff, hanging out, just being a cool guy.
He was there from morning till night.
Yeah. And definitely at night. He was there with Indio. But Tim Easton from the album Ammunition, along with Lucinda Williams, Back to the Pain there. And he was good people. I liked Tim Easton. Yeah.
He might have been my favorite sort of new discovery that I hadn't seen before.
Yeah.
And he was a great guy. And I think single-handedly, you know, just with the money spent on beer, we're going to build there's a new tent, a new stage being erected.
The Tim Easton stage. Indio was going to have like two or three stages then because he was going hard.
Oh, poor Indio. Oh, man.
Allison, if you see Indio out there,
bring him
make
back.
Sure he's okay. Let's send us an email and let us know that he's okay because he drank and consumed just about everything under the sun.
Yeah. He
a weird little dude before that, Death Vessel. And I just had to see him to understand how – I still don't get it, how he seems
still
like
not,
that.
We said it was like watching a train wreck. He didn't want to really look
you
at it, but
take
you
eyes
peeked
off
at him. Them. Yeah, you had to.
Nothing Left to Bury from the album Stay Close. And I enjoyed him way more live than I did when I first heard that CD.
Yeah.
So I might have to give the CD another try. But, yeah, I thought he was interesting. And before that, for Melissa and Zenon, who called in, we heard some Crooked Still, Orphan Girl from their album Hop High, and they were pretty fantastic once again.
Yeah, the crowd loved them.
Yep.
They're big stars now, I guess. Eh? They're on every festival and every
book
solid.
Rightly so. We're pretty much out of here, T-Bar. We got time for one more.
Well, spin me a tune. I'm going to spin you a tune.
This is something brand new from a lady named Elin Jewell. The album is called Letters from Sinners and Strangers, and I had never heard of her before, but I know you're absolutely going to love this.
Well, knock my capri pants off,
because right, we'll
I want to hear.
And that'll be pretty much it for us. I'll be back on Sunday,
it's
2
great
to 4
to be
p.m.
Back.
Tell the band to go home. Are you coming back next week, or are you done for another month or so?
What is Thursday?
Well, it's 7 days from today. Today's 12, so 19.
Oh, shoot. Let me cut that out. That's not John Fogerty, is it?
I don't know. I don't go to that stuff.
No, I know.
What do I know?
I'm coming back.
Check out the website, stillaboutheradio.com, and I'm this close to having a bunch of new podcasts up at my website, including live performances.
This close to getting some new stuff on the website, so don't give up on us, people. We got lots of news and reviews.
I'm working on it.
Okay, thanks, buddy. Thanks.
Anyways, so we'll leave you with that, and we'll leave you with this, brand new from Elin Jewell. Check this out. This is a cover of Dusty Boxcar Wall.
Good night, y'all.
Well, I'm going.